Seattle-based Emeritus is the biggest national operator of assisted living homes, housing about 37,000 elderly Americans in more than 400 facilities all over the country. But the nonprofit investigative reporting group, ProPublica, along with PBS's Frontline, have a new project documenting some sensational failures at Emeritus facilities around the country. A.C. Thompson is the chief reporter on the project, which is called Life and Death in Assisted Living. A.C., thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
These are some heart-wrenching and shocking stories, and the one I just read up on ProPublica today is particularly so. The 81-year-old former schoolteacher Joan Boyce, what happened to her while in the care of Emeritus?
So Joan Boyce had Alzheimer's. She was suffering from dementia, and she had pretty serious health problems. I mean, she had trouble communicating. She was basically losing her ability to speak. She had trouble moving about. She needed help to move. A walker or a wheelchair, and she had an ongoing problem, I would say, with eating. You know, so she needed lots of care. She moved into an Emeritus facility in Northern California, and almost right away things went quite wrong. But the really profound thing that occurred is that she developed pressure sores, bed sores or pressure ulcers. And those occur when you're sitting in the same place day after day or lying in the same place day after day. She developed them. They got really serious. And by that, I mean they turned necrotic. The flesh died on her body in various spots. One on her buttock area ate down into the fatty tissue beneath her skin. And eventually she died. And her family contended and doctors contended that these pressure ulcers had helped hasten her demise and led to her death. They won a $23 million jury verdict in California court last year over that case.
How many cases of this apparent negligent care did you dig up? How common was it? There are 37,000 elderly Americans in the care of Emeritus.
Right. And you know, that's a real challenge for us, is to quantify and really analyze those numbers, because there are no good numbers. There are no good statistics on this industry. Every state regulates it in its own way, and lots of the states cannot provide you with detailed records going back very many years. So it's really hard to say what exactly is going on. I can give you an example, though. We pulled together records from the state of California for every Emeritus facility in this state, and there's about 60. And over a five-year time period, we found 1,000 violations of state law. But more significantly, more important, we found 5 cases where state regulators faulted Emeritus in connection with the deaths of seniors. One was related to pressure ulcers. One was related to a gentleman who backed his wheelchair down a set of steps while he wasn't being supervised. One related to a gentleman who fell and hit his head and wasn't taken to the hospital. So these are very serious things. And when you see 5 cases like that in a 5-year time span in just one state, it's very concerning.
A.C. Thompson is speaking with us, a chief reporter on a project called Life and Death in Assisted Living. The PBS portion of that Frontline airs this evening at 10 o'clock on KCTS. In the documentary, an Emeritus official says in his company's defense that when you're dealing with such a frail population, incidents will happen. Did you find a pattern of negligence, or were all these cases kind of one-offs caused by different failures?
I'll tell you, the things that we thought would be unusual, that we thought would only happen once, we found multiple instances of. So we profile the death of a woman named Merle Fall, who had dementia and fell from a second-story window in an Emeritus facility. The question, of course, is how did she get out of this window and plummet to her death? Clearly, the facility was not safeguarding her well-being. We didn't think we'd find another case like that, but pretty quickly we did. When we looked in the California reports, we found another incident in California of a woman who fell out of a second-story window. And then we found a third, a gentleman who went out of a window in that same facility, had Alzheimer's apparently, and got out onto the ledge of the window and was coaxed back in. So pretty quickly, even with the things that seemed strange, we started seeing patterns.
How well does Washington State regulate assisted living homes? And I hasten to add that these are different than nursing homes. They are regulated on a different basis and less regulated. But how do we do here?
You know, I would put Washington in the middle. And one way that I would say that Washington is better than many states is that if you go to your state regulator's website, and that's the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services, you can pull up the inspection reports for the different facilities in the state. And that's a really good tool for consumers. It's an informational tool. A lot of states don't have that ability. My state, California, we can't tell you what's going on in these facilities, at least not on the web. And so consumers are in the dark. Consumers in Washington, I would say, are better informed.
Emeritus is a big business. How are they weathering $23 million settlements, the one you just alluded to a little bit earlier?
You know, Emeritus argued in court that it would be a big pain for them and that it would not be a nice thing for them to deal with that $23 million jury verdict. I think, on the other hand, the company has about $1.6 billion in revenue. It's a quite successful company. It's got all different sort of ways to deal with this kind of penalty. And I don't think it's really going to pose a major long-term problem for the company.
A.C. Thompson, chief reporter on a project called Life and Death in Assisted Living. You can read his story on it on ProPublica right now. We have a link to it at our website, kuow.org. You can watch the Frontline documentary this evening at 10 o'clock on KCTS. A.C., thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you very much.
Is national security invading our privacy with its spying? We're going to hear from reporter and journalist James Bamford, who's been warning us about this for more than 20 years. He'll be talking about some of the latest revelations we've heard in past months. That'll be coming up at noon tomorrow. And Thursday, an exit interview with outgoing Seattle Times executive editor Dave Boardman. He's leaving the job for a position in academia. He'll talk about the changes he's seen in Seattle journalism over the past two tumultuous decades. I'm Ross Reynolds.